You are listening to Pranacast, Episode 1, Part 1, Beginning of Your Inner Journey. In this series, you will learn a handful of meditation techniques that you can start using today. Whether you are new to meditation or have been meditating for years, you will walk away from these teachings with a better understanding of what it means to meditate. Let's begin.
Welcome to Pranacast, and today we're going to be talking about basic meditation. And so I'd like to offer an introduction to meditation and really some steps that will help you in your meditation practice or to begin a meditation practice. It's really very simple, time-tested. And I hope you find it informative and helpful. Over the years, a lot of people have studied meditation with me and other teachers, and they just struggle to maintain a practice. So I think these few easy steps will really help you. So the first step is to establish a place where you're going to meditate. It can be a corner of your bedroom. If you're fortunate enough, you have a dedicated room for it. But whatever that place is, you want to create an environment that's conducive to not only meditation, but to what you would like to achieve in meditation. So, for example, you would set down, you know, something if you're seated on the floor that you can sit on, maybe a meditation cushion on top of a folded blanket. If you're going to be seated in a chair, that chair is dedicated to meditation. So whatever you put in that space, it's for meditation only. Your cushion, your blanket, your chair. A lot of people like to wear like a little shawl. So you're just kind of creating this environment for meditation. I like an altar. I think that can really help hold the energy and the interest. And on that altar, you would put items or pictures that you feel represent meditation and what you want to move towards in meditation. So, for example, some people might put a flower as beauty, a symbol of beauty. Some people might put a picture of their teacher or a teacher that they've read about and are respectful of what they're doing. And so attuning to the wisdom of that teacher. So you're creating this meditation space. And over time, you're creating energy in that space that will help you to meditate. It's sort of like coming to, you know, into a familiar place, like coming home. And so that is what you, over time, will develop in this place where you meditate. So the second step is establishing a time that you're going to meditate. And this is going to be different from person to person. It's going to be different based on your lifestyle, your family situation, things like that. If you're an early riser or not so much. So establishing the best time. And over the years that you're meditating, you may shift that time. What is going to really help you to be successful, and to me that means establishing a regular practice, is if you can meditate the same place and the same time of day or night most days. And obviously there's going to be exceptions. And so the time, traditionally it's sunrise or sunset, and that the best time, my teacher says, is when you can. So also you're going to want to think about what length of time that you want to dedicate to this. A lot of beginning meditators feel for it to be effective, you need to meditate for a really, really, really long period of time. And my teacher and his teacher both felt that initially, even meditating a minute or two or three to start with would be enough to get you on the path to meditation. So you're really creating like a new pattern in your life. You're creating really a new habit. And the example I use a lot with my students is very few of us will go to bed tonight without having brushed our teeth, because we have that habit. Just it's so much a part of our life. We just do it. So it's kind of like that. So we have a place where we're going to meditate. We have a time of day or night that we're going to meditate. The third thing we need is we need to cultivate a steady posture. And that can be seated on the floor, on a cushion. It's going to make it a little easier to support the back. Or it can be seated in a chair. When I first started meditating, I would sit on the edge of my bed. So it's important to establish a posture that's comfortable for your back, for your hips, for your knees, and whatever props you need to facilitate that. But traditionally, again, if you're meditating during the day, once the sun has risen, you would face to the east, or if you're meditating just before sunrise. If you meditate after the sun has gone down, traditionally you would sit facing north. So that will help you set up your meditation space. The directional factor, according to my teachers, was quite important. And then finally, you just need a technique. And there's many techniques out there. There's many, techniques written about and in books and offered in different traditions. Ultimately, the technique needs to be something that resonates with you. And so we'll start then with just a very simple technique. So just finding a comfortable posture. You want shoulders above the hips. If you're seated cross-legged on the floor, you really want the hip crease a little higher than the knee. That's just going to help your back to relax. You want to have that lumbar curve. That's really important. And then to begin, it's good to have a signal to signal your mind that you're beginning this practice, just like we'll practice a signal when we've completed the practice. And the signal is just quite simple. It's called the cleansing breath. We'll just turn the head to the left and do a double exhale. And then centering the head, the eyes are closed but relaxed. And we're just going to begin to breathe comfortably a little more deeply without any kind of strain in our shoulders or our face. Just gradually deepen the inhale, comfortably lengthen the pause at the completion of the inhale, a comfortable, slightly longer exhale, and then just a natural pause at the end of the exhale. And then we just continue this regulated breath, keeping shoulders relaxed, back of the body's relaxing, shoulder blades relaxing, and the front of the body is gently lifting. And we just continue this slow, deep, regulated breath as we slow the breath down and smooth it out. it helps us to quiet the mind. So one more round. And then just letting the breath relax. And we'll just sit for a few moments within that stillness that follows as thoughts arise. Part of the practice is learning to let thoughts arise without engaging with them, without feeding them. And that takes practice, but that's what we're here to do in these prana casts. A few more moments, just being present to whatever arises, thoughts, emotions, memories, projections into the future. Then to close our meditation, we'll bring the hands to the heart and then just gradually deepen the breath, slowly coming out of your meditation. And so that was just a minute or two. But just doing that much per day will move you into a regular meditation practice. When I first felt I wanted to start meditating, the first teacher I approached, who was Indian and had a slightly different attitude than maybe some Western teachers at the time, and when I asked him about meditation, he got, you know, very intense and told me about how important meditation was and how important it was for me to meditate at least an hour a day. And I just about fell out of my chair because I was going to school, I was working, I was teaching yoga. I didn't have an hour a day. And so I left that meeting with him just feeling a little frustrated and a little sad, and as a result of which I didn't start meditating. But I still, something within me wanted to move in that direction. And so maybe it was a month or more later, I went and asked another teacher, Goswami Kriyananda, who I'd been attending, you know, classes with for just a little while. I went and asked him his opinion and presented the same question. I felt I wanted to start meditating. I wasn't quite sure where to begin. And he very kindly asked how much time a day I had to dedicate to meditation. And I got a little nervous because I thought, oh, I didn't want to sound like a slouch. And so I'm thinking about what I could say, and he's sitting across the desk from me smiling, and he's got a pen and a 3x5 card because he was a Virgo, and he was waiting to write something down, and he said, no, really, how much time a day? 1 minute, 2 minutes? And by then I felt pretty good. I said, I can do five. I can do 5 minutes. And so he wrote out a little program on that 3x5 card, which 4 decades later, I still have. And 4 decades later, I'm still meditating because of that technique of just starting with a minute or two a day. And I think today, the only other thing I want to say about meditation is a lot of people begin and a lot of people stop because they feel they're not meditating or can't meditate because their mind is still active. And a lot of people have the misconception that meditating means that the mind shouldn't be minding. Thoughts shouldn't arise, emotions, memories, concerns about the future. And that's just not true. The mind will continue to mind, but just like over time, what will happen is the number of thoughts in any given period of time will be fewer. And you may have noticed that when you were doing the deep breathing, that things quieted down a little bit. And the second thing that occurs is over time, as you meditate, you'll realize that the mind is still occurring, it is still throwing out thoughts, etc. But you have the awareness to not feed those thoughts or to not engage those thoughts and not to take a journey away from your meditation. And so that, to me, over the past decades of teaching, is really one of the most important things to really come to an understanding of how the mind is still going to mind. It's like dogs bark. That's their nature. And so the mind is there to mind. And over time, it becomes quieter as that meditative awareness becomes somewhat stronger and deeper. So I'd be happy to hear from you if you have, questions or experiences that you would like to share. So thank you for joining me for this PranaCast. And I put my hands together at my heart. Deepest namastes.
This podcast is produced weekly by the Yoga Connection, located in Tucson, Arizona. If you have any feedback or questions about this episode, or have an idea for a topic that you want covered in a future podcast, please send us an email at yoga@yogaconnection.org. Thanks for listening.